God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. How many of you to remember when you were little, or a little younger, I should say, that you used to play a game called tag? You're it. Someone is it, and then tag someone, and now they are it. They, in turn, have to tag someone else, but not the original person that tagged them, because there are no tag backs. Of course, this is a child's game, but a fun one. A game in which you're running around half chaotically, trying to either avoid being tagged or hoping that you get tagged. The game becomes really interesting, however, when the person who is it has in the back of his mind he wants to get a particular person. It doesn't take just a few seconds to realize that there is a particular person in mind. So the rest of the people sort of lay back a little bit, sort of watch, provide a little bit of temptation as the two of them go at it. Today's text from Acts has to deal a little bit with the concept of tag, you're it. It's called being called by God. Today in our text, we will find out about Matthias, who was called by God to fill Judas's spot. When the other apostles finally came up with two candidates, they left it up to God to decide which one of the two. And how they let God decide was by casting of lots and by prayer. Please do not discount the power of prayer. For God to indicate whom he preferred. Both these candidates were really good people. Both these candidates had been with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But one was going to be chosen for the filling of the spot of the ministry of the apostles. And it was necessary that this person be called by God. Tag, Matthias was it. Matthias was called by God. God touched him, choosing him for a particular purpose. And the purpose was to touch others. To take the love that God had touched him with, the forgiveness that God had touched him with, and in turn to teach others about God's love, to touch other people in their lives with God's love. As Christians, however, we're also called by God, not the same way that Matthias was. You're not called into that apostolic ministry the way Matthias was, but you are called by God nonetheless. You are called as Christians. We've been called by God through the waters of holy baptism. With those waters of holy baptism, you also were tagged by God's love. You were tagged with God's love because you needed it. Because from the moment we were born without that love. We were born in spiritual isolation. You were born of a life of spiritual emptiness. Now tag, you're it. Chosen, loved by God, he gives this love to you. You are chosen by God not because of any merit or any worthiness of your own, but because of God's love. In our reading from Acts, Matthias was chosen. They had two perfectly good qualified candidates. How do you decide between the two qualified candidates? They were equal, so to speak, but we only needed one. God decided. Tag, Matthias was it. Likewise, God gives the same type of love when he chooses you. There was nothing special about Matthias that the disciples could see. Otherwise, he would immediately have been chosen by them and said, Lord, we really only have one candidate. Likewise, there was nothing special about you. God chose you. In the midst of that separation, in the midst of that alienation from God, God tagged you. And you are now it. You now contain God's love. We speak about how as Christians, our bodies are the temple of the Lord. The Holy Spirit residing within us. This did not occur before baptism or before the gospel message reached us. This is how our lives now change because, tag, you're it. So going back to the child's game for a moment, the person who is it now has a different life. Before, they were, so to speak, were running away from the person who was it. Now they are doing the chasing. Now they have to run with a particular intention toward a particular target. Their life has changed. So has yours as a Christian. Because, tag, you're it. Your life has changed. No longer is your life empty. No longer is your soul without love. You now have the love that comes from God. But does your life really change? Too often as Christians, we allow the game of tag to sort of fall apart. And let me explain it this way. Yes, through holy baptism, we've been tagged by God. But how much chasing are we really doing? How many times in our lives are we looking out for people who are still in spiritual wastelands, whose souls are grieving, who are filled with emptiness? They have that ache in their life, and we have God's love to give to them. But yet, what do? See, the game of tag ends when the person who is it sits there and says, I don't want to play anymore. And as Christians, we let down our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after we've been tagged by Him. And we sit there and say, you know, now I'm it. Isn't that fun? I'm it. And we sort of sit there and enjoy just being it. Hold on a second, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. God has a particular purpose for us being tagged. The reason why Matthias had to be chosen by God was there's a particular role he had to fulfill. He had to go out and proclaim God's word, to administer those sacraments for a particular reason. Likewise, as Christians, you've been tagged by God's grace and His love for a particular reason. Yes, to save your soul. Yes, to redeem you. But also for another purpose. To go and to chase those who are still in the spiritual wasteland. To chase those who are still without the love of God. To chase those who are still living lives of emptiness, directionless, and also may be in pain and suffering. In one essence, there are many people who are looking to be tagged with God's love, but yet we're sitting there on the sidelines saying, hey, I'm it, and standing still. This connects a little bit with the day of Ascension, which we celebrated on Thursday, in which our disciples are gazing heavenward, seeing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they would have stood on that spot if the angels would not have stopped them and said, why are you looking up? Remember what He told you. Remember you have a job to do. But wait. And too often as Christians, we like to hear that word, wait. Stand still. Do nothing. But we have to remember earlier in Acts, it occurs right before our text, Acts 1, chapter 1, 1 through 11, that Jesus was telling them to wait. Wait until the Spirit comes upon you. Wait until you get tagged by God, so to speak. And by the way, for those disciples, how long did they have to wait? In the church, we celebrated in 10 days. For the Holy Spirit to come upon them at the day of Pentecost. And now that the day of Pentecost has come, not yet in our liturgical year, they go out, no longer waiting, but going. Again, our human nature gets the best of us. We'd rather wait instead of going out. And so our Lord and Savior said, okay, after you already had the Spirit, you had the command to go out, and you're still sort of twiddling your thumbs, I'll make life a little bit more interesting for you. I will purposely send you out. How did He purposely send them out? You'll hear about this later on in Christian history. There was a persecution, and that persecution was where the disciples were gathering in Jerusalem. Oh, now the disciples scattered. But getting back to our text, God doesn't want you to stand still. He has called you for a particular purpose. He has called you to reach out to others, and there's a reason why. Because this is the way that God works. God works via other people. It's not that God is distant. It's not that God is just sitting there at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, which is true, sitting there going, I wonder how those human beings are doing. No, but God really does care for us as human beings. He really does care because he took on human flesh and blood. He lived among us. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead for you. And because of that, you are important. And God knows something about human beings because A, he created them, and B, he also took on human flesh and blood. He knows something about us human beings that we prefer that human contact. We also like to be in relationship with one another. That's how God hardwired us, so to speak. And because of that, God uses those human relationships to communicate his love, his forgiveness. This is why God calls apostles, calls disciples, calls teachers, and calls pastors, and calls Christians. And as a pastor, it is my job to do what? To keep on sharing Christ. To keep on getting people connected back to Christ through God's word and through the sacraments. So that through a man, a pastor, God is able to touch his people. At the beginning of our liturgy, do you not hear how your sins are forgiven? Not because David Balla is such a great person that he is able to forgive sins. No, I stand in the office that Christ has put me in as Christ. God working through me to touch your lives, to show you God's forgiveness of sin through Jesus Christ. Again, God works through people. It is the pastor's call to touch people's lives with God's love, with the source of his love, God himself. And how do we experience God himself? Again, through God's word and through his sacraments. Remembering that, yes, God is love, and so when God's word is speaking, that love, that forgiveness is coming through. That word of God touching our brokenness of our human lives and now restores us, now changes us. And this is why God called Matthias, who God chose him, tagged him, to bring God's touch of love into the hearts of many people with broken hearts. God worked through the lots and through the apostles' prayers for Matthias to be called. Baptism is our calling as Christians, being tagged by God. Yes, God's work working through water in his word and even the touch of a human pastor. Tomorrow we actually get the opportunity to celebrate the sacrament of holy baptism as Rowan Gregory will be baptized, will be touched by God's love. But it doesn't end here. Our lives have been complete, yes. We have been healed, yes. We have been restored, amen. Now, in turn, the game of tag continues. We need now to tag other people. Other people who are still hurting. Other people who are absent without God's love. Again, the problem of tag comes in where other people may run away from God's love, run away from that tagging, and they're very good at running away. But because they are good at running away, let us not give up. God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. He wants us to continue to go out there and to share God's love, not just to be content with us being saved, but for God to open our eyes so that we see a whole world filled with hurting people, a world filled with people searching and longing to be touched by someone. It's funny, we live in a world with billions and billions of people, but loneliness and isolation, depression seeps in amongst so many of us, even amongst us Christians. And so what happens when depression and loneliness comes upon us? What happens when the weight of the world seems to be dragging us down and we feel alone and we feel forgotten? We need to return to the source of our tagging. We need to return to the source of God's love that now encourages us, lifts us up, and energizes us. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, God is continuing to call us back to Christ, to hear His Word, to be immersed with God's love. And He feeds us God's love. As again, you are being tagged again through the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that bread and wine, again for the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of your faith. Yes, you have been called by God. Tag, you're it. You've been touched by Him. You've been healed. You've been restored. You've been strengthened by His grace. You are now it. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.